Shalom Aleichem, Abiyaf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Chaf Vav, Kiddushin 26a, pagination is 51. Starting from the top line, Masnisin, the Mishnah. Nechasim Shiyesh Lahem Achrayis. Property, assets, which have responsibility associated with them. Rashi explains, we're talking about real estate, that a person who lends money relies on them. Yesh lehem achrayis, can place responsibility on them in the expectation of getting repaid. And that's why they are used with this expression, they're referred to by this expression of yesh lehem achrayis. But if we wanted to switch this to shorthand, we would simply say real estate or land. The halacha is niknin bekesef uvishtar uvechazaka. They can be acquired through money, by document, or through chazaka, doing an act that shows ownership over the property. Now, although three methods of kinyan were listed here, money, document, and an act that shows ownership, in reality, both kesef and shtar, money and documentation, have a degree of weakness associated with them, as we will see in the Gemara. About 20 lines down in the Gemara, in the middle of a line, Amar Rav, Rav said, Lo shanu, we did not learn this halacha that money can be the acquisition. It only applies that money can be the act of acquisition if it's a place where they do not write a document. But in a place where they write a document, it's not considered an act of acquisition because they are relying on the document before they consider it a true sale. In the words of Rashi, Lo samcha daite de lokeach, the buyer doesn't really feel that the deal is finalized, adenokit shtora, until he's holding the document. So that even though he paid, it's still not finalized until he has his document. V'iparish parish. But if they define what the kinyan should be, then it would be according to the way that they agree. Kihad Rav Idi Bar Oven. In fact, you can even have a sophisticated agreement, as was the case by Rav Idi Bar Oven. Kizavin Ara, he bought a property, Omar, and he said, Iboina Bekaspa Ikni, if I want, money should be the kinyan. Iboina Bishtora Ikni, and if I want, the document should be the kinyan. Iboina Bekaspa Ikni, what do I mean when I say the money should be the kinyan if I choose it to be? Diboisu Lemehed Lamatsisu Hadrisu, that if you want to back out of the sale after I gave you the money, you should not be able to back out. Viiboina Bishtora Ikni, but if I want, it shouldn't be a kinyan until the document. Diboina, in order that if I want Lemahadar to back out, Hadar Nabi, I could still back out. Apparently, he was giving the money, and he wasn't getting the document until later, and he wanted that in the interim, he should have the right to back out, and the seller should not have that right. He makes that condition, and in fact, it's binding, and is brought in Shulchan Aruch as a possible way of orchestrating a sale. Let's skip down four lines. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Lo shanu al bishtar matana, that a document is a good act of acquisition only applies by a gift. If you're gifting real estate, you're gifting land, so then the document is a good kinyan. Avo b'mecher, but if it was a sale, lo kana, it's not a good kinyan, ad sheyiten lo damim, until he gives the money. And over here, We have this concept, as Rashi explains it, de lo gomar mocher umakne ad de kabel damim. The seller does not finalize the deal until he gets the money. And so, even if he furnished the document, it's not going to be sufficient as a kinyan until he gets, in the words of the Shach, Kuf Tzadi Aleph Hey, until he gets all the money. Now, the Gemara wonders that there is a brisa that seems to indicate that shtar alone is a good kinyan. Masiv Rav Hamnuna asked, Bishtar Ketzad is a brisa that says, how does shtar work? Kosov lo al nyar o al acheras afapisha imbam shavar pruta, if you write on earthenware, even if it doesn't have any significant value, sade mechuralach, sade nesunalach, hareza mechura unesuna, my field is sold to you, my field is given to you, it is a valid sale, it's a valid gift. It seems that shtar works even by sales. Hu mosiv la, hu mefarik la, Rav Hamnuna asked the question, and he answered the question. He said, "B'mocha sadeo mepnei ra'asa." It's a case where he's selling the field because it's not a good field, and he really wants to lock it in a sale as soon as possible, even if he doesn't have the money in hand. And indeed, that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Si'ifim Aleph and Beis. B'shtar Ketzad, how does it work? Why, with a shtar, you can write it up, and it's going to be a kinyan. B'med Devarim Amurim, when will it work? B'mocha Sadeo Mepnei Ra'asa, if he's selling the field because it's bad. Avo B'sh'or Karkaos, but with a regular real estate sale, a document is not sufficient, even if he has the document, lokana at sheyitein damim, it's not a kinyan until he gives the money. These two perspectives of weakness, one weakness in shtar, because the money has not yet been given, and one weakness in money, that the shtar has not yet been given, need to be explored on a practical level, and how that would play out in practical halacha. But again, the Gemara is identifying a weakness in each. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.